From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A prisoner swap between Iran and the United States. Iranian state television reports that the government has freed four dual nationality prisoners. A number of news sources say Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian is one of them. That has now been confirmed. The announcement of the exchange came as the International Atomic Energy Agency was close to certifying that Iran had met all commitments under the landmark nuclear deal with six world powers. The official report did not identify the prisoners. U.S. officials would not immediately confirm the announcement, although they now have. But they had indicated a prisoner deal would be separate from Saturday's expected implementation of the nuclear pact. Well, that has not happened as yet. It is nighttime in Vienna where they are meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been meeting there with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who was effusive in his praise of the expected agreement.
Today is a day when we prove to the world that threats, sanctions, intimidation, pressure don't work. Respect works. Through respect, through dialogue, through negotiations, we can, in fact, reach mutually acceptable solutions, implement mutually acceptable solutions, prove that the naysayers were always wrong, and therefore move towards a world in which diplomacy, not force, not pressure, will prevail.
The release of the prisoners, along with the expected implementation of the nuclear deal and sanctions relief, caps a week of intense U.S.-Iran diplomacy that took an unexpected turn Tuesday with the detention by Iran of 10 U.S. Navy sailors and their two boats in the Persian Gulf. This is VOA News. The siege of an upscale hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso has ended with at least 20 people dead. Suspected Islamist militants stormed the hotel late Friday in a hail of gunfire. One witness said the attackers moved about the hotel, shooting anyone in sight. This is Yannick Sawadogo.
On les entendait parler et ils marchaient autour.
He said, "We heard them speaking. They were walking through people around us and they were shooting people who were still alive. When they left, they set fire to the place. The smoke started to suffocate me and other survivors. We started to move toward the door. Then I realized that I saw no one outside. I got out through a broken window." Authorities said Saturday 126 hostages were rescued in the security operation and three jihadists were killed. At least 30 were wounded. The site intelligence group, which monitors jihadist activity, said the local al-Qaeda affiliate known as AQIM claimed responsibility for the attack. Voters in Taiwan have elected the country's first female president. Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party conceded defeat in a presidential election held Saturday. In a speech after the polls closed, Eric Chu apologized for failure and congratulated his opponent, Tsai Ing-wen of the opposition Democratic Progressive Party. Now, observers believe Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party will test Taiwan's complicated ties with mainland China. China has not offered much comment on the vote, but has said it will not work with any candidate who does not support the One China principle. Police in Indonesia say they've arrested 12 people allegedly connected to this past week's deadly Islamic State-linked terror attack in the capital. The national police chief, Badruddin Haiti, said Saturday the suspects were arrested in raids across the nation. He said the group had received funding from unidentified sources within Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for the attack. All five militants involved in the Thursday assault were killed after they attacked police and other targets in downtown Jakarta with bombs, grenades, and guns. Two civilians were also killed. One of the perpetrators who died had previously been arrested for possessing ammunition during a visit to the country by U.S. President Barack Obama, according to the police official. And in neighboring Malaysia, police say Saturday they arrested a suspected member of Islamic State who confessed to plotting a suicide attack there. The 28-year-old suspect was detained at a train station in Kuala Lumpur. Authorities said the suspect was in possession of weapons. He had hung several Islamic State flags, but they gave no details about the alleged plot. And Washingtonians got their first close-up look Saturday at the giant panda cub, Bei Bei, the new star of the National Zoo in the U.S. Capitol. Until now, the cub could be viewed only through the so-called panda cam, a video hookup. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.